Dalad Sivan, Monday the 13th of May, Rabbi Avi Hill, The Roots of Shavuos. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored L'Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yechiel Michoel, Ben Rabbi Aryeh, Zichrono Livracha, whose Yahrt site is today.
I'm sure you've all learned the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches. And we'll start off with the first Chazal. We're taught that Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael and said, would you like the Torah? And he said, Nasa v'nishma. And yet, Chazal tell us that from the Pasuk B'tachti Sahar, we learn that something happens at the bottom of the mountain. And the Gemara says, Kofolem HaChagigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Har Sinai and hovered it over Klal Yisrael's head like a barrel and said, once again, do you want the Torah? And didn't give us an opportunity to answer and said, because if you don't, Shomtei Kivaraschem, this will be your burial place. How do we understand that, Chazal? And we all know Tosfos' question where he says, we've already said Nasa v'nishma. We've already agreed to receive the Torah. So why do we need the threat of Kofalem HaChagigis? Why do we need the threat of being put Har Sinai over our heads? Apart from the fact, as you know, the Gemara asks later, Moida Rabbah, surely we can opt out now of the Torah and say we shouldn't be held liable because it's not a deal. So I'm not going to go into that, but let's just understand what's the point of Kofar after we've said Nasa v'nishma. It's question one. Question two, there's a medrash in Shmois, an amazing medrash, that says when Moshe Ola Lamorim, when Moshe went up to receive the Torah, the malachim, the angels were very unimpressed that a human being was in Shemayim. And it said the malachim wrote to Lifkoyaboy, they wanted to hurt him. They wanted to hurt Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the face of Moshe Rabbeinu and changed his face that it should be Doimel Avram. That it was like Avram Avinu's face. He revealed the Be'em said in Moshe Rabbeinu's face it was Avram Avinu's face. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, aren't you now embarrassed? Aren't you embarrassed you wanted to have hurted him? And that quelled the Malachim and that placated the Malachim. So once again, how do we understand that medrash? What's wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu's face? Moshe Rabbeinu, onov mikol adam. Why did it take making Moshe Rabbeinu look like Avraham Avinu to quell the malachim? Third, once again in Shabbos Peiches, you have the famous chazal of Moshe Ola Lamoroi. Moshe went up to receive the Torah. And you have a fascinating Gemara. Because once again, the Malachim complain, the Malachim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't be giving Torah, which is chamuza gnuza lonu, which is treasured and coveted, you shouldn't be giving it to a ben yiloi, to someone who's the son of a woman. You shouldn't be giving it to a human being. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says an amazing thing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't answer them. I can't answer them. They're going to burn me. It's refunny. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Echoiz lehem b'chvoidi. Hold on to my kisei hakovoid. Come, hold on to my kisei hakovoid. Fachzer en shuvah. And then you can give them an answer. So now, once Moshe Rabbeinu is holding on to the kisei hakovoid, he starts answering the Malachim. And says to the Malachim, did you go out of Egypt? No, we went out of Egypt. The Torah is there for us. Do you have parents, Malachim? You don't have parents, we have parents. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers the Malachim in this way. And I think we can ask three questions on this Chazal. Firstly, What was the Malachim's Havamina? What was the angel's initial worry? They knew about Torah. They knew about Torah being given to Klal Yisrael. So what was it that they didn't like about the fact that Hashem was giving us the Torah? In question two, why by Hashem saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, hold on to my Kisei HaKavod. If you hold on to my Kisei HaKavod, now you can give them an answer. And if you wouldn't have held on to the Kisei HaKavod, again, the Malachim say to Moshe Rabbeinu, you shouldn't be here. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, I can't answer them. They're going to burn me. So Hashem says, hold on, hold my hand. And all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu gives them this amazing answer. What was it about holding on to the Kisei HaKavod which enabled Moshe Rabbeinu to answer? And finally, again, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to that? Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hoceicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Is he telling the Malachim anything they didn't know? L'chaira, of course the Malachim knew what it says in the Pasuk. And with what they know, they still have the question. So what's actually Moshe Rabbeinu done to quell the Malachim? And finally, before we try and Hashem tie them all up, there's a Gemara in Bechoris Daf Ches, which says like this: the elders of Athens came to Rishu ben Chananya, and they said, "Let me ask you. If someone wants to marry someone, surely the first person they propose to is the one they really want. And the one at the end is the one they don't really want. And surely, therefore, we are the chosen people." Because they knew the Chazal. And they knew the Chazal that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Klal Yisrael, he first went to the other Umos. And first of all, he actually went to the children of Esau and said, would you want the Torah? And then Yishmael, and then Edom. But first of all, he comes to them, and they said, no, we're the chosen people. So Bishobachanem and Chananiah, he took a peg, and he thrust it into the wall. And it didn't go in. And then slowly he went and thrust it into a place which was more hollow, and says, now it fits. And that was Rabbi Shua ben Chananiah's answer. So once again, what is that about? What's the question? And what's the answer? So, I have a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael called Rabbi Leib Kellerman. And he explained it to me through his Rebbe, Revolver. And Revolver says, he says something like this. Says in a relationship between husband and wife, there's two types of marriages which are out there in the world. Two types of marriages. There's a marriage where two egos, two individuals come into a marriage, two eyes, and they're trying to coexist, and they're trying to compromise, and they're trying to make themselves happy, and they live with that schism, they live with that conflict, they live with that tension, and sometimes in the end it doesn't last and it doesn't work. In fact, Rav Dessler even writes that when someone says, I love you, what does actually that mean? What does that mean? Does it really mean I love you, or does it really mean I love the way you make me feel about myself? How much of love is actually selfish love? How much of love, you know, I've loved Talmidim at the JLE, and they ask to be set up, and then part of my job is a bit of a shatchan, and it's fascinating how often people come in, and they're looking for something which makes them feel good. They're not looking to give. They're really not looking to give. And they want almost a trophy to walk alongside. They're looking for something which makes them happy, as opposed to something who they can give to. And that's one type of relationship, where there's two eyes in the relationship. But then there's another, there's a Torah way to have a relationship. Which to learn to be mevatel b'yesh, to learn to erode the I. Just like perhaps one can say the phrase in English, there's no I in love. One can say that to have a real ahava, to have a real love between each other, one needs to learn how to erode the I. And one needs to learn how to be more there for the other than there for themselves. And then, if there is no I, if there's me and you and me, and I'm there for each other, and it's essentially one we, if it's one achdus, if it's one bos or echod, now you can have a relationship. Now you can begin to have real ahava between each other. I'm sure you'll know the famous maaser of Arya Levin, that he was sitting there in the doctor's surgery, taking his wife to a doctor's surgery, and the doctor comes out and said, "What's wrong?" And the Rav said, "Our toe hurts us." He got to the level where her toe was his toe, and his toe was her toe, and it was boso echod mamish. And that's real ahava. That's real ahava. And maybe we could even say bedrush. It says in Pirkei Avos, Perikhei Mishni Yotes, kol ahava shitloi bedova. Botel dova, botel ahava. But v'she'ena betula. She'ena tloi bedova. If it's not dependent on something, eina beteda la'olam. That's a ahava which lasts forever. If it's going to be an ahava which is conditional on, this is how you make me feel, it's not going to last. But if there's no condition, if there's no ego in that ahava, it can last forever. And Revolver says the most amazing thing. And this is something we try and teach a lot up the road in Golders Green. That Revolver says so many times, one looks at Torah, one looks at a religious lifestyle, and one gets caught in the ritual. And one forgets it's a relationship. We've got a chasna on Tuesday night. In a few hours' time, we're all getting married again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how many times, though, do we forget that it's a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How many times do we go to shul and people are saying the words, but they're not talking to Hashem? How many times do we just get lost in the ritual and we kind of miss the point? And Revolver says that is what Torah is about. It's a dveikus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Ramchal says, the whole reason, the Ramchal in Derech Hashem says the whole reason why Hashem made the world is to allow us to be dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to allow Hashem to give to us, and to allow us to be a recipient of that chesed, and to be dovuk. And perhaps now let's go through the Chazals and we'll see how mitzvah Hashem everything can get answered. We ask first, how do we understand the Gemara in Shabbos and Peches with Kofa? I think we can say an amazing thing. When we said Nase V'Nishma, Hashem said you want the Torah and we said Nase V'Nishma. We may well have thought that Nase V'Nishma meant we will do and we will obey and it's good for us and we like it and this is what I want. One could argue there is still an element of Yeshus in that acceptance. It's still, I'll do it on my terms. Even though it's Nase V'Nishma, but it was still, I'm choosing. The onus is on me. This is what I want. This is what makes sense to me. But that's not good enough. That's not going to achieve a nitzchias. That's not going to achieve a dveikus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show us, please don't think that you're doing it, and we're going to have dveikus for nitzchias because you want it. If you're mevatel your yesh, if you erode your ego to the extent where you don't exist, where your yesh is, where your ego evaporates, where it disappears, now we can have a relationship. Because that's just us together. That's pure achdus. That's oneness. If it's you and me, it's not going to work. But if it's just that oneness, if you are deciding to come and be dovuk with me, now it's going to work. There's a Reb Chaim Shmulevitch where he writes in Sichas Musa, Yosef Kasha, Chizkiyo HaMelech was very ill. And he sent Yishai ben Amoz, he sent the Novi to come and give them a message. And the message was, you're going to die and you're not going to live. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech said that, you know, charming, that's not a lovely way to make me feel better. Like, to what do I owe this great message? And Yishai ben Amoz said, Mishum Shalei Asak to Bepiro Rivio, you didn't have children. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, but you know why I didn't have children. Because I could see that if I would have a child, it'd be Menashe. The Rasha who would come and cause such evil to Klal Yisrael, and Cholila didn't want to allow that to happen. So the Navi said, that's not your business. That's not your business. You and Mitzvah to have children. That's it. Meaning, Rishes Reb Chaim Shmulevitch, the same message. That Torah shouldn't be on our terms. Torah shouldn't be something we do when it makes sense to us. Because there's going to be much of Torah which doesn't make that much sense sometimes. So much of it's chayk. When you get to Shabbos, do we really understand that? And there's so many issues, do we really understand? And if we're only ever going to do that which we understand, that's not going to achieve dveikus. That's like a marriage where we only do what our wife wants when we like it. When we understand it. When it suits us. You're not going to have a successful marriage in that way. One has to learn how to be almost be mevatel to each other's needs and desires. And that's perhaps one of the messages of Kofa. What about the next one? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu change Moshe Rabbeinu's face to Avraham Avinu? So once again, you see an amazing thing. We all know the psukim where the malachim come to Avraham Avinu. And it's really an interesting episode because we learn Bikul Cholim from Vayera, where it says Vayera Hashem El Avraham. This is the first time we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes Mevakeh Cholim to Avraham Avinu after his Bris Milah, and yet Avraham Avinu said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now's not a good time. Now's not a good time. There's a few idolaters outside the need looking after. And he goes outside and dismisses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from here, as the Rashi points out, G'doy l'achnosos archim mekabolos b'nei Hashchinah. From here we see that it's greater to be a machnias archim than to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how did Avraham Avinu know that? How did Avraham Avinu know that to go and do achnosos archim was going to be God's only Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchinah? Surely it doesn't get any better than that. So Rav Dessler writes an amazing thing. That since we're here in this world, to learn how to be a Baal Chesed, to learn how to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, so we need to give. When we are activating that part in us, at that time we have more dveikus than if Hashem comes and visits us. Because if it's Hashem giving and we're taking, that's not going to be dveikus. Dveikus is only when we are mevatel the yesh to the extent where we don't exist. And then that activates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Hashem is showing the Malachim. This is the person that actually gave to you. You Malachim are claiming. Do you know what they're claiming? They're claiming, how can we ever have dveikus with Hashem? We are a physical, egotistical, selfish being. And of course we can never have oneness with Hashem. Hashem says, really? Are you sure? This is the person, Avraham Avinu, that actually gave to you. And that was willing to erode his ego and willing to erode Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchinah for you. And straight away they're embarrassed. Because they realized what we're capable of. And they realized that we are capable of that dveikus. And then, the famous Chazal, Moshe Olah L'Moro. Let's look at that. What was the Malachim's taina? So the Chasam Sofer says something very beautiful. The Chasam Sofer says that the Malachim were claiming that you could only have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one level, on a chitzoni level. The Malachim Avada knew Anochi Hashem Elokecha. They knew Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha. They knew what Moshe Rabbeinu replied to them later on. But what they didn't know is how deep that relationship can go. What they did not know is to what level of Dveikus we could get. And the Malachim said, a physical human being cannot be here. You can't have oneness with an egotistical, selfish being. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says an amazing thing. He says, Echais b'chvoidi, hold on to my kisei HaKavod. Says the Chasam Sofer, that is the answer. The answer to the Malachim was the fact that you can hold on to my kisei HaKavod. They didn't believe you could. They didn't believe you could come that close, that your panemius could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't believe that we could erode one's ego. But come and hold on to my kisei HaKavod. And that shows how deep we can go. And then Moshe Rabbeinu started answering. And Moshe Rabbeinu started saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, meaning the panemius of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In Torah, there's the Torah of the Chitzoni, there's the Chitzoni, and there's the panemi. Moshe Rabbeinu is obviously saying to them, in this panemius, we can connect to the deepest levels of Torah. We have the ability to erode the ego. We have the ability to eches b'chvoidi, to hold on to Hashem's kisei HaKavod. That the Malachim were unaware how far we could go. And now once again we understand the Gemara in Bechairis. When the elders of Athens came and asked Rabbi Shlomo ben Hananiah, and they said, why would you go and give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Surely the first soulmate was the first person we asked. So when Rabbi Shlomo ben Hananiah went and demonstrated and put the peg in the wall, what he's showing to them is that the reason that we are, it's compatible for us, because it fits. The glove fits it such. And he was showing them that when he went and asked the other nations, he was demonstrating that they're not able to even receive it. Because as you know, the other nations said, but what's in it? They needed to know what's in it. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something which was against their teva, straight away they were allergic to that. Why? Because they were only prepared for a Torah which made sense to them. They were only prepared for a Torah on their terms. And that's the key message. The key message is Klal Yisrael's responsibility is to receive the Torah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's terms. On no one else's. Not on ours. Not when it makes us feel good. And that's what Rabbi Shlomo ben Hananiah was showing them. So that's the message. The message is that when we receive HaKabbalah HaTorah, it's a relationship. And it's an Abba between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's go back to the Mishnah Novus and finish off with that. If we can have an Abba, called Abba Shitiloya Bedova, if we can have an Abba where it's not subject on a Dova, where you're not doing it because I like it, or you're not doing it because it makes sense to me, you're doing it because that's all there is to be. The Maharal says something amazing. The Maharal says, to understand Kofa, the way the Maharal explains it, he says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Torah, this is not something optional or voluntary. This is it's the only way we can live. If you want to breathe, if you want to have a spiritual life, there is no other way other than Torah. And he said that if he would have just said Nasa v'nishma, you would have thought, on my terms, this is something I can duck in and duck out of. But don't think, just like to breathe, that the oxygen is not optional. To breathe in oxygen. So once again, if you want to have a spiritual life, if you want to have a dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only way is via Torah. And that's why if we look at a mitzvah, instead of a ritual, and getting lost in that detail, look at it, as Chazal say, tzafsa v'chibur, the rishayrish of the word mitzvah comes from the loshon, tzafsa v'chibur, connection. It's a way to connect us, to weave us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the connection is so meticulous. Every little detail is important. Again, back to in a relationship, my wife always tells me, it is the small things that count. She doesn't want the big gestures. If I ever have to apologize and get the big bunch of flowers, they don't work. Those big gestures don't work. It is those small details. And once again, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the small details make the difference. It's that day in, day out, the way we speak in the morning, the way we speak before we go to sleep. Those small details, it's that which makes the difference. And finally, the details in, you know, a lot of people ask me, one of the, probably the number one questions we get at JLE, is we get, why so many mitzvahs? Why so much? Like Hashem really cares? He really cares about the small, tiny, intricate details. And once again, if you ever need to send me an email, it's rabbihill@jle.org.uk, and you miss out one dot, it's not going to get there. I'm not going to receive that connection. Just one dot is missing. And that's when you have a Sefer Torah and there's that one letter not there, the whole thing disconnects. And you have a mezuzah and one letter's not there, a tiny bit, the whole thing doesn't disconnect. Because you've missed out the dot, you've missed out the way to connect, because mitzvahs are there to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Savta V'Chibur. So mitzvah Hashem is Shlobi Zeicher to Shavuos of a Kabbalah Satori, and there's still a few hours, and mitzvah Hashem it can be a Kabbalah Satori in Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach Tzitzkeinu, Yovo Yavi Goleinu.